All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up, it's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Marathon once again in April for the wonderful people at Beth Israel. My wife, Nicole, we talked about it a couple of months ago. Why she's running, because my ex-wife has a brain tumor and the people at Beth Israel treated her, saved her life. I mean, she's obviously still going through stuff, but in the beginning, it was rough. So I'm always asking people if you could donate money and stuff, because, you know, we're raising money. Boston Marathon, you don't just run it. You got to raise money, unless you are an elite runner, which I love my wife, but she's not. So she's doing it for charity.
Hey, listen, if you've done that many.
Yeah, but still, she's doing it for a reason. And we're always asking people if they could donate money for it. That, you know, that would be amazing. And if you want to do that, that's great. If you want to have fun while doing it, then this Sunday at Revved Indoor Cycling in Copley, we're going to have a little event where we're going to be raising money. A little indoor cycling, just fun event. With Alyssa and Megan, two instructors going back and forth. And it's going to be a good time. So let's talk to Alyssa right now, who's one of the instructors for this Sunday, by the way, revvedindoorcycling.com. All right. The Copley location for this Sunday, 1:30 class. Register, please. Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alyssa, she's one of the instructors at Rev. She's going to be one of the instructors. We're doing two instructors on Sunday. This is going to be to raise money for my wife's Boston Marathon run. It's going to be Alyssa and Megan going back and forth for a class. And we're going to have a good time. If you're into indoor cycling, it's going to be fun. We're going to have refreshments. We're doing giveaways. Ladies, Leroy is going to be there, too.
Hey, Leroy will be there, too.
Oh, listen.
Yeah, guys, Leroy's going to be there, too, you know. Hey, actually, Alyssa, you were on Good Morning America recently. What was that for?
So I spent the whole week rating leggings. They called me the legging fanatic. I rated 4 different pairs to just see which ones are good for what.
Okay.
Ooh. Huh. Yeah. So different leggings are for different things? I thought they were all just for being on the couch. No.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
She's like, oh, no.
Well, there are the lounging leggings, because you need leggings that are comfortable for lounging, but then there's also ones that are great for indoor cycling and running and errands and...
And
that's
sucking things
do.
In. Like, I have Spanx leggings on right now. They're amazing.
Those are important. Those are absolutely important. Right. That's exactly what I did for a whole week.
Yeah, she's a multitasker, so she rates leggings and she does cycling classes. So for people who... let's say somebody wants to try it out. Like, I convinced Leroy to do it, but there are other people out there who felt like him, who are like, I can't do it because I'll die. Explain to them how the machine isn't going to make you go faster than you can do.
I can promise, and I pride myself on not breaking promises, that if you have never tried indoor cycling before, it's so fun.
It is.
Honestly, it's for all different levels of people, and the way that Megan and I run classes, it's just a blast. So you get on the bike, you clip in, we help you set up, there's great music, it's a party on a bike. It's a hard time, but it's a really good time, and there is no need to be anxious or nervous, especially when it's for an incredible charity like this.
Yeah.
So like, it's worth it.
If you just sit there and pedal for the entire class at your own pace, it's not like Alyssa's going to go up to you, slap you in the face, and say, go harder!
Absolutely not. And there's everyone comes in all different levels, and we have people. Someone brought their grandmother last weekend, and she just sat and pedaled the whole time. And she had a great time.
It's going to be fun. So, and the reason is for Beth Israel, who, by the way, so the reason that Nicole is running for Beth Israel is because my ex-wife, Sandy, has a brain tumor. She got treated at Beth Israel. But Alyssa actually has a connection to Beth Israel herself.
Oh.
I do. So my daughter came when I was 33 weeks pregnant. So she was a little over 6 weeks early. And I was at Beth Israel for 2 weeks. I had severe preeclampsia. I was very, very sick. And she was so early, so she was in the Beth Israel NICU for about a week before we transferred her closer to home. But, I mean, that place literally saved my life.
Yeah.
So, wow. That's amazing.
It's a great place. It's for a good cause. So we're going to have, it's going to be like, we're going to get in a workout and we're going to have fun and a party and give stuff away, like New Kids on the Block tickets. We're doing, like I said, the customized Air Force Ones. This Sunday at the Revd at Copley. Please sign up. We still have some bikes available, right?
Yeah, there's a few.
All right, perfect. So get in there. Let's sell this thing out. All the money goes to all of it. Every single dime all goes to Beth Israel. 1:30 Sunday. So revdindoorcycling.com. Just go to the calendar. Pick Sunday. Copy location. 1:30. Click register. And you're in. And that's it. And Alyssa, we'll see you on Sunday, all right?
Let's do this.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.